This is a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, it is. It's a podcast and you love it.
Hey folks, I'm here with Max the Drag Queen from Drag Race Down Under Season 4. Morena Max, how you doing?
Good. Very, very good for the early morning that it is.
Yeah, you're looking very stylish, very steezy. I like the diamond passion on. Is that a vest you're wearing or a cropped up something?
It's a dress, but it looks... It's an illusion for Zoom.
Okay, my first question might seem a bit mean, but does Michelle Visage have enough fake tan on? Does she need more? What's your professional opinion?
Every time that I've spoken to someone today, I've been like, no, you're my favorite person. You're doing, that's a great way to start. Professional opinion, she could ease up a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that. Max the Drag Queen, that's a real fun name. Is that quite a bit of a deadpan oceanic comedy influence going on there? Is that why you just have the Drag Queen in your name?
Well, unfortunately, to break your spirits here, it is just Max Drag Queen. No,
oh, Max Drag Queen. Oh, sorry, Max Drag Queen.
That is okay. It's a very easy mistake that, believe me, so many people continue to make. I think it's because people tie it in so much with Bob the Drag Queen. Just an easy one to, But no, my name in and out of drag is Max. I see myself as an artist first and foremost. But there has been a Max on the show already, just Max. So for, I guess, differentiation, I just added Drag Queen. Because I think that's kind of what I am. It's like a performance at the end of the day, like style wise.
I saw recently that you hung out with Gottmik at a drag event in Sydney. How was that? It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fantastic. One of the best parts about, I guess, being a part of this franchise is like the relationship that you build now with the other franchise people.
Gottmik seems like a real sweetheart as well. They seem like a really lovely person.
First time I met her, the answer was no, but this time she was very sweet.
Oh man. Let's throw some shade. Was this your first time auditioning for Drag Race? Drag Race Down Under?
This was my third time auditioning.
So what do you think you were doing differently this time that might have inclined the powers that be to get you in the show?
I would say the powers of nepotism definitely had a pull. And not that ISIS has anything to do with casting, but I think that to a production team or to whoever's casting, the powers that be, I think that it's a fantastic storyline to have the daughter of last year's winner come and compete. I think that that adds a level that would excite an audience. So I think that no matter how shit my audition tape was, they were going to have me anyway.
True. That and all the thirst traps you post, I'm sure would have helped.
Oh, cool. So you're going through social media then. Good.
I'm sifting through that like a rake in a Zen gun. This is a really incredible show to be on. I mean, it's a huge amount of exposure. Immediately I want to know, what kind of doors has it opened for you?
It's just a bigger audience, isn't it? I think in Australia and New Zealand, I was already quite like well-known. This isn't like something that I like dabble in or whatever. I'm like, I put my whole like force into drag. Like, I think people know me for a reason. I think that's why when I walked in, every single person in that workroom knew who I was. And that's not to do with being like cocky or arrogant. That is just to say that like, people knew me because I've been working really hard for years. But I would say that it has exposed me to a international audience. Like the States and the UK especially, I feel like there's a lot of love from those places. And Canada, actually. Well, I guess that... No, that's not the States.
Adjacent.
North America. Can I just say that? Is that a
general... North America.
does that encompass Canada?
It does. If I say North America? Yeah. Okay. Mexico, America, Canada.
Can you tell I didn't go to university?
You mentioned yourself as an artist, as a fantastic drag queen. I couldn't agree more. And of all the... there were some incredible outfits from you, man. There was the really beautiful bow tie dress, the incredible the two-piece bikinis outfit. But I really liked the kind of bronzy, Athenian, Roman-inspired one with the shield. I think that was my favorite. What was your favorite one doing it? And what was the outfit that took the longest to make?
I think one of my favorite looks... that I brought to the show was the crocodile look, to be quite honest. The crocodile or my entrance look, those two were, they felt so signature, like, to me, that I was so proud to wear them. But the longest one to make, I think the longest one to make was my Liquid Dreams runway, the white gown.
I really want to thank you for your time here this morning. It's a bit of a rush state because of my time incompetence. But I do want to know what's on for 2025 for Next Drag?
The world tour, hopefully. That is the goal. I just want to keep working and keep, just like I said, I guess, performing for an international audience, and hopefully can do that in the flesh.
Does that come to New Zealand?
Well, if New Zealand wants to have me back, I said I would never go back to that hellscape. But if you guys wanted to have me back, I would happily do it for a very, very massive increased performance fee. Yeah, I'm kidding. I love New Zealand. New Zealand, I have such great memories. It's not like I'm doing Elimination Press.
Oh, man. I really appreciate it. This is a very, very fun interview. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you very much.
That was a fucking Radio 1 podcast, mate. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.